Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Lees. Today we're diving into the Zodiac Killer, 12 surprising facts you may not know. But before we do that, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. What is Poddex, you ask? Poddex is the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversation or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. Get yours today at poddex.com and use the code Larry21 for 10% off your order. And now let's dive into today's topic. After more than half a century, the Zodiac Killer is back in the news. It's been a banner year in 2021, I should say, for amateur detectives, and the Zodiac case is no exception. Last December, a team of volunteer codebreakers announced that they had cracked the 340-character cipher the killer sent to the San Francisco Chronicle in 1969. The Zodiac Killer murdered at least five people during the late 1960s and early 70s, but authorities believe he may have killed as many as 30. Except for the murder of a lone taxi driver, all his documented attacks targeted couples. The first cipher Zodiac sent to newspapers was quickly solved, also by amateur cryptologists. But the 340 cipher eluded the efforts of the world's best mathematicians, detectives, and cryptologists for 51 years, not to mention the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI. So, to start off with, a YouTube video led to the solution. Thank you, YouTube. After working on the code for 15 years, amateur cryptologist David Orenchak, apologies if I say his name wrong, responded to a comment on one of his videos about the cipher. It sparked a collaboration between Orenchak, a web designer based in Virginia, and the commenter, Australian-based mathematician Sam Blake. Not long afterward, Jarl van Eyck, who works by day as a warehouse operator in Belgium, joined the pair. All three worked remotely to find a solution. It was Van Eyck who wrote the software that solved the puzzle. According to an interview Blake gave, the three decrypted the message by running about 650,000 possible solutions through the supercomputers at the University of Melbourne. Curious about what it says. It says, quote, "I hope you are having lots of fun in trying to catch me. That wasn't me on the TV show, which brings up a point about me. I am not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise. All the sooner because I know I now have enough slaves to work for me, where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise. So they are afraid of death. I am not afraid because I know that my new life will be an easy one in paradise. Death." The FBI has confirmed that the group indeed decrypted the message. Two of Zodiac's ciphers remain unsolved. Clues in California. Though true crime fans had hoped the solved cipher would contain enough information to identify the killer, it hasn't happened yet. So for the time being, Zodiac's identity remains a mystery. Want to take a shot at finding clues in the still cryptic message? These are 12 facts about the case to bring you up to speed. Number 1. Zodiac wanted to go viral. It was the killer, not law enforcement or the press, who created the name Zodiac. After his second known double murder attempt, he phoned police to report the killing and to take credit for a previous attack the year before. He also sent dozens of letters to California news outlets and signed them with a symbol that resembles the crosshairs of a gun. Not only did Zodiac demand his letters be published to avoid future deaths, but he also expressed his anger that Zodiac buttons had not been printed for people to wear. At the time, such buttons were popular and Californians could often be seen wearing peace buttons or black power buttons. In fact, Zodiac was so intent on getting exposure that he threatened to blow up a school bus of young children if it didn't happen. Number 2. Two of his victims survived. Zodiac shot Darlene Farron and Michael Magoo at an isolated Vallejo park on July 4th, 1969. The young waitress died at the scene, but Michael lived and was able to give key details to police. A year later, Brian Hartnell and Cecilia Shepherd were relaxing at Lake Berryessa when the Zodiac struck again. Though he pinned the dates of their deaths on Brian's white VW, Hartnell did not succumb to multiple stab wounds. When he recovered, he recounted his conversation with Zodiac and was able to describe what the murderer wore. Oddly enough, David Faraday, believed to be Zodiac's first male victim in 1968, also survived until the crime was discovered, but later died. His female companion died of gunshot wounds at the scene. Number 3. He may have been into the Middle Ages. Zodiac wore what has been described as an executioner's costume for at least one of his killings. Hartnell told detectives Zodiac appeared wearing clip-on dark glasses, a black executioner's hood with a white circle and cross on the chest, a foot-long knife with a taped wooden handle, and a scabbard with brass rivets. Hartnell said the costume looked handmade and neatly stitched. When Zodiac attacked Hartnell and his girlfriend, he used the knife as his weapon, despite the fact that it would have been much easier to simply shoot them. After doing a little research, I found some medieval art that features executioners dressed in a similar fashion, usually all in black and occasionally with a cross on their tunics. In one image of the medieval times, there was a scene that depicts the death of German serial killer Peter Nears, who was infamous for using black magic to achieve supernatural powers. Another possible medieval symbol is the signet Zodiac used. Most people see it crosshairs when looking at the signature, but it also bears a striking similarity to Woden's cross, a key component of Germanic mythology. The cross is also known as Odin's cross in Norse mythology, and across Europe as the sun or solar cross, an ancient symbol connected with the heavens. The sun cross also features in Dante's Paradise, the third and final section of his poem, The Divine Comedy. In Canto 18, 12 warriors inhabit the cross instead of the usual figure of Christ. The number 12 may correlate with the zodiac, and the idea that the symbol connects to the sun also seems potentially meaningful. Number 4. He apparently had a thing about bodies of water. All three of the brutal double attacks on couples occurred near water. The first took place at a lover's lane near Lake Herman in Benicia, California. The second occurred at Lake Berryessa in Napa County. The third happened in Vallejo, a waterfront city in Solano County. Number 5. He used an obscure alphabet in his ciphers. Many of Zodiac's cipher symbols belong to a 13th century alphabet known as the Zodiac alphabet. that fits with my theory that the killer may have been interested in the Middle Ages, especially when taking into account his executioner's costume and the potential sun cross symbolism of the crosshair sign. And number 6, he may have served in the military. According to Blake, the encryption scheme that Zodiac used in the 340 cipher can be found in a 1950s Army cryptography field manual. Zodiac altered the code so that it had to be read diagonally, which made it more difficult to figure out. Other Zodiac ciphers are believed to derive from military cryptography manuals as well. Other evidence supports the idea of a military background. Vallejo, the site of at least one attack, was a Navy town. Some investigators believe Zodiac knew Vallejo too well not to have lived or worked there at some point. If so, the idea that Zodiac may have been part of the Navy would be a logical guess. A shoe print found at the scene of one of the crimes also showed that he wore military boots, primarily used by men in the Navy. Number 7. An ex-cartoonist wrote the most famous book on the case. Robert Graysmith was a political cartoonist at the San Francisco Chronicle when the Zodiac murders first gained national attention. He became obsessed with the case and left his job to spend more time poring over witness statements, police records, and anything else he could find. Graysmith published the Zodiac in 1986 after 15 years of exhaustive research, and it became an instant bestseller that served as the basis for a movie by the same name starring Jake Gyllenhaal, which is one of my favorite true crime movies. Graysmith was convinced Arthur Leigh Allen, an elementary school teacher fired for pedophilia, was the killer. Which brings us to number 8, which, interestingly enough, Zodiac is probably not Arthur Leigh Allen. Despite his status as, LE's prime suspect for years, Allen was probably not the Zodiac killer. Though a great deal of circumstantial evidence supports this theory, Allen even wore a Zodiac watch. The forensics don't hold up. Allen's own family believed he may have been the killer, but experts agree that his fingerprints, palm prints, and handwriting weren't a match. Allen also looks quite different from the man in the police sketch. Witness reactions to Allen's photo and voice have been mixed. Number 9. This is the stupidest fact in the world right now. Ted Cruz is the most recent famous person suspected of being the Zodiac. Before I go further, let me dispel any illusions. Cruz is not the Zodiac killer. He was born 2 years after the murders began, and there is no evidence whatsoever to support this claim, other than a vague resemblance to a police sketch. Unfortunately, that doesn't stop people from believing the claim. According to a 2016 survey by Public Policy Polling, 38% of Florida voters questioned thought the senator might have been Zodiac. Those respondents, a full 10% were sure he was the guy, and 28% thought there was a good chance he was. Many others have been falsely accused of being the Zodiac, including Ted Kaczynski and author Gareth Penn. Number 10. He had a sophisticated understanding of maps. The map code was sent to the San Francisco Chronicle on June 26, 1970. The Zodiac signet appears on the top of California's Mount Diablo, along with coded instructions that explains how to locate an undetonated bomb. The fact that Zodiac used magnetic north instead of just north suggests he was familiar with maps. A follow-up note emphasized this. Quote, P.S. The Mount Diablo code concerns radians and inches along the radians. The reference to magnetic north also suggests Zodiac may have been at the top of the mountain when he calculated directions. Incidentally, or maybe not, the translation of Diablo Mountain is Devil Mountain. The map cipher remains undecrypted. Number 11. DNA may help solve the case. Maybe. Maybe. In 2018, investigators sent envelopes used by the suspected killer to a lab for advanced DNA analysis. Authorities plan to run the recovered DNA through online genealogy sites and will attempt to identify the Zodiac killer through familial connections. Though the DNA sample is imperfect and cannot be matched exactly, it can rule out suspects. Perhaps not too surprisingly, considering the earlier forensics results, Arthur Leigh Allen was not a match. Just how hard will it be to use the sample to pinpoint Zodiac is unclear. And finally, number 12. He may have been obsessed with numbers, especially 2 and 3. As I mentioned above a few minutes ago, Zodiac targeted couples. In addition, in the recently decoded cipher, paradise is spelled wrong 3 times at the beginning, middle, and the end. I'm no expert, but para, D-I-C-E, looks and sounds like pair of dice to me, or pair of dies, which may be a way of referring to the couple Zodiac targeted. At the time he sent the 340 cipher, he had just attacked his third couple weeks earlier. There were 6 victims. In astrology, Gemini, or the twins, is sign number 3. It is interesting to note that 3 is an important number in the Zodiac, as well as one with biblical significance. Dante's Divine Comedy is broken into 3 sections: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. It is deeply concerned with sin, heaven, hell, demons, and it also has many astrological references. The decryption team believes paradise, not death, is the final word in the 340 cipher. Did the Zodiac believe he was at the end of his journey when he sent it? Unfortunately, we can't ask him. All signs of the Zodiac vanished after 1974. After rereading the Zodiac letters and cards, I noticed there is quite a lot of doubling. There are 13 eyes in the card, and if you have the skeleton, 14, which fits with the written number inside. A pink rectangle emphasizes the 2 empty eyes. The holes in the pelvis seem to match them. The dots at the bottom of the page mirror those 4. Last but not least, Mount Diablo itself is double-peaked. On the other hand, maybe Zodiac was just a lousy speller who mixed up paradise for paradise 3 times in a row. Or he wanted to make the ciphers harder to crack. Still, after researching all this, I can't shake the suspicion that religion, perhaps Catholicism, played a role in Zodiac's childhood. If these facts caught your interest, you're not alone. Graysmith was one of the thousands of True Crime fans who have become fascinated with the case. If you want to find out more, I recommend both the Zodiac and the movie. I would also check out ZodiacKiller.com, which is far and away the best site on the internet for all things related to the crime. And before we go, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the bell notification button to be notified of all future videos. And if you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, hire new writers, hosts, and hopefully one day take this show on the road. And your financial support can make that happen. So please visit buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And as always, thank you so much for watching and listening. And we will see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.